Welcome, Zale. What about that, huh? Man, today is Vision Sunday, and we're taking a break from our series. We just wrapped up a series last week. I'll start a new one next week. And today is a special Sunday. It's Vision Sunday. It's a chance for me to come to the church once a year and just tell you where we have been, where we currently are, and what our plans are for the future, where we're going. So this is a very fun message. Buckle up, strap in, get ready. I'm going to give you as much information as I can today. But before I do that, I want to just give you a few announcements in order to do that. Pastor D, why don't you come up and help me talk about the men's conference, something you're excited about.
Yeah, y'all seem really, really excited. Who went to the men's conference last year? Okay, well, it's not enough of y'all. Thank y'all for coming. We want all of our men to come. One time a year, we really invest in our men. And whether you think you need it or not, I'm telling you, as one of the pastors here, you need it. Pastor Jess, our spiritual father, Pastor Jared's spiritual father, is going to come and impart a father's blessing on you. It's going to be a great time of ministry. But we're also roasting two pigs, okay? We're going to have some jujitsu, going to teach you how to do some defensive moves. We've got boats, motorcycles, cars, guns, guitars, golf. All you people that think you know how to play golf, we're going to like have a driving range. We got a field goal that we're building in the middle of the parking lot, life size, and we're going to have a field goal kicking contest. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun, but it's going to be a big investment into you and your ministry as a dad, a husband, a father, and a provider, and we want to love on you. Come on, register. Tap the little circle in front of you in the seat back pocket in front of you with your phone. You have to turn it on, and you could register. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor D. Yeah, that dot in front of you there is the newest tap technology, they call it. Something we're going to try to utilize from this point forward. We even got some new ones there. So you can tap that dot there before service, tells you all the information about Zayo and ways to get plugged in and what we're doing. And then throughout the service, we'll kind of point it out aspect of times that you can tap that. So if you tap that right now, that dot, you can actually learn more about the men's conference to get signed up. And we'll have other opportunities about the service. But thank you, Pastor D. Also coming up, October 30th is our Trunk or Treat. Who's excited about Trunk or Treat? It's our alternative to trick or treating and different things. It's actually become a great outreach event for us. We don't know many people that come to this event, so it's become a great outreach. We need people to host trunks and to set up games and hand out candy and all those things, and also to invite your neighbors and come. It's just a great time together, October 30th. And then, as always, I'm going to keep this in front of you, December 1st, our Legacy Golf Tournament and Gala. Make sure you get signed up for that if you want to play golf or come to dinner. It's a great fundraiser for us, and make sure you have that on your calendar. But today, I just want to jump into this. Today is Vision Sunday, and like I said, today I hope to communicate to you where we have been, where we currently are, and where we are going. If this is your first time, welcome to Zayo. This is I think it's actually a great message for you today. It's a great message for you today to come to Zayo, because I'm just going to tell you the full story of Zayo. We don't normally do this every week, okay? So come back and we'll preach the gospel. But today is kind of a family Sunday, a chance for me to kind of just give you the full vision, all right? So I just want to first tell you the story of Zayo Church, let you know where we have been. I tell this story in Life Track, and by the way, Life Track is the third Sunday of every month. If you've never attended that, we'd invite you to attend our Life Track service. It's just a couple hours after service. We have food and childcare provided. It's a chance to hear more about the Zayo story, but also a chance for you to get plugged into the church and get involved. The next one is on October 19th, just 2 weeks away. I'd love to invite you to that. But my family and I moved here along with two other families in 2018. We moved here from Dallas, left a church staff to come and plant Zayo Church. We knew God was calling us to Austin, and specifically he called us to this area. And we did what's called a parachute church plant. We literally just landed here not knowing anybody, not knowing a single person, and just we had a vision and we had a word from God to come and do this. So we dropped in and we just planted this church and we just hit the ground running. We held events and just interest parties and tried to get people the word out and people interested in what we were doing. And we began to formulate a plan. We began to build a team. And after a year and a half of doing that, we officially launched Zayo church on Saturday nights at Bee Cave Baptist Church on September 14th. And I don't know if you were driving in those days, but you would have saw us on the corner on Saturday nights. And we launched with 175 people. It was amazing. And I'm such a great pastor, I grew it to 30 people in the next couple of weeks. And really contemplated my calling at that point. And we knew we had to get to Sundays. We discovered that evidently there's a thing called UT football, and no one goes to church on Saturdays. So, and we didn't do too well yesterday. We didn't do too well, but other teams did. I hear A&M did well. And how'd Texas Tech do? I see a Texas Tech shirt somewhere back there. Yeah, okay. No response. All right, we're going to keep going. So, And so we knew we had to get out of that facility, and so we were only there for a few months. We signed a lease here in January of 2020, and man, this place has been awesome. Let me rephrase this. This house has been amazing for us the past several years. However, we obviously have outgrown this, and we are looking for next steps as we move into the future and continue to grow. But we moved into this location January 2020, and then COVID hit 3 months later. We were a six-month-old church plant, and nobody really knew how to respond to COVID, and if you were like me, we just chose not to participate in COVID, just rejected the narrative, but we had a facility, we had a place, and I got to tell you, it was such a blessing to have this space, because we actually just made a studio in here, and we filmed our services live right here, and we're able to project them out online, and it was just a great time for the church. But it was weird because we were so young; we were only 6 months old, but we knew we had to open up. And most churches that I was friends with that were meeting in schools that were a set up, tear down, temporary location type of church, they didn't make it through COVID. So we were very fortunate and very blessed that we had this place. I was about that time, I was on a conference call with the governor of Texas and other pastors, and he made this statement. He said, "I will never shut down churches." So I looked at my team, which was me at the time, and I said, why are we shut down right now? The governor's not going to shut us down. Why are we? We just did it because everyone else did it. We didn't know what to do. And so we quickly reopened, and honestly, our church took off from that point forward. And it's been a fun ride being here. And so let me just give you some numbers just to kind of celebrate what all God's done and where we're at. Okay, so Zayo Church has been open now for a little over 6 years. We just celebrated our six-year anniversary a few weeks ago. This is our 316th weekend service. Isn't that awesome? That's a lot of sermons, a lot of songs, but it's been so much fun. And over these past 6 years, let's just celebrate what God has done. We have seen 153 people baptized. We have dedicated 74 children. We have welcomed, get this, 3,323 people, first-time guests, and we have seen 371 families attend our LifeTrack membership course. Isn't that awesome? We have also planted one church, Soba Church, and they are doing very well, by the way. I check in with Pastor Joe all the time. They're doing really good in Fort Worth, Texas. We have taken 48 people on mission trips. We have seen 694 people attend groups through 123 small groups. We call them life tribes. Isn't that awesome? And this is a huge number, and I'm just so proud of this number, but you and your generosity and your giving, we have been able to give $1.7 million to local and foreign missions. It's a big number. And most importantly, we got to celebrate this number. This is, I want to hear you get the loudest right here. We have seen 520 decisions for Jesus. Come on. Guys, this is an alive church. This is what a live church looks like. This is not a dying church. This is a church that is alive and is on fire for the Lord, making a difference in this community. That's not just numbers. That's activity. That's real life change. That's God doing something, and we are so proud of that number in these reports. So praise God. Thank you for being involved and being a part of those numbers. Let me tell you a little bit about our events. We have seen 5 VBSs. We have seen 4 student summer camps or conferences. We have seen 3 marriage conferences. And we have had 4 men's conferences with our 5th coming on October 18th. We have seen 5 women's conferences, 6 trunk or treats with the next one coming this month, 12 successful Life Tribe semesters, in 14 successful prayer and fasting semesters. Not done yet. We have seen two Seeds conferences. That's our church conference that we hold at the beginning of the year. And we have held two legacy golf tournament and galas, where the last one, and each of them, we raised over $200,000 at that event. And we have taken three mission trips. We've gone to Africa, Belize, and Costa Rica. And I'm pleased to tell you, this summer, we're going back to Costa Rica. Let's give God praise for all that he's done. Come on, church. So that's where we have been, but let me talk to you about where we are now. We are growing every single week. We have seen a 42% increase in total attendance from this time last year, 42% increase. And just to give you context, last year we saw a 52% increase, and the year before that we saw a 60% increase. I just don't think we can grow anymore in this place. So year over year, we are increasing by 50% average attendance year over year. That's incredible numbers. And at the same time, our building in this facility has basically remained the same with little to no renovations. Now, we know we're not going to be here forever, so I have been instructing our team to let's make the most of this. But statistically, once you hit 80% of a room's capacity, statistically, the numbers say you'll stop growing. And we're running over capacity every single week. Most weeks, we're facilitating three overflow services. What's up, overflow? I see you there. 9 a.m. is just as packed as the 11 a.m. The numbers are basically identical. It's pretty amazing. And at Easter, we hosted just shy of 1,000 people, and I think it was raining this year, over five services. This is a celebratory service, y'all. You can clap. Don't worry about it. I did some research. I was just curious. Where do we stand? Where does Zayo Church stand in the grand scheme of churches? And there are about 1,000 churches in Austin, the greater Austin area, and our attendance puts us in the top 4% of churches in Austin. We are one of the fastest growing churches in Austin. And by the way, that statistic and statement is true nationwide as well. We stand in the top 4% of churches nationwide. But we know we're limited here. We know our growth is stifled here. But we are continuing to grow all the more. And that's just who's here now. Like you might have moved here recently, just heard about us, and you visited us, you tried us out. But listen, over the next decade, let me give you some statistics. TxDOT is calling the Highway 71 corridor between the Pedernales River and Highway 281 one of the next largest growth development areas in all of Texas. There are over 18,500 homes that are coming into this corridor right here over the next decade to 15 years. And at the top of that list is Thomas Ranch. You see a little map here, adding 3,500 homes, apartments, restaurants, hotel, golf course, marketplace, shops, and much more just right here at Thomas Ranch. So just to give you some numbers on this, 18,500 homes is nearly 50,000 people that will be added to this little area over the next decade. Now don't move, okay? Like I know you're like, dang it, I came here for some space. Don't move, all right? We know that with all those homes comes development, and we have done our best just following the Lord. I got to be honest. We are just following the Lord, and he has strategically placed us here in this specific area for what's coming. I'm 100% convinced of that, because I want to talk about what that means spiritually for a moment. In Austin, 45% of people in Austin identify as non-Christian or non-believing. That means 55% of the population of Greater Austin identifies as Christians. If that stat is true, then people who are moving to Austin, then that means that 27,500 people will be looking for a new church home in just this corridor alone. That's the new growth. And maybe you've heard these numbers as well, but the Austin metro area adds 160 new residents every single day. And 55% of them will be looking for a church home. That's over 2,700 new people every month that will be looking for a church home right in this area alone. They say that if every church in Austin had their doors open and every single person in Austin wanted to go to a church on Sunday, that there would not be enough seats to house every single person in Austin. Austin is a severely unchurched city. We are placed in such a place where churches come to die. 9 out of 10 fail in this area. And we are confident God has placed us here to reach those people. The Lord is in this. We are at such a time where we must take advantage of where we are. And the reality is, we're at a place we must figure out how to move forward and so that we can facilitate the growth that's coming and also continue to grow with who is here already. So what does that mean? Okay, well, I told you where we're at and where we are now, but where are we going? Where are we going? About 4 years ago, we began to pray and ask the Lord to guide and direct us for the future. We didn't know what he had in store for us, so we put together a building committee and said, hey, can we just go shop for some land, a facility that we can move into? Let's just see what's out there. And after we actually found two pieces of property that the building committee took us through feasibility to investigate if the land would be sufficient for our what we were needing, and they weren't. So we went through two pieces of land, and finally God led us to the current piece of land that we have right now, and we purchased it 2 years ago. If you haven't seen the land yet, let me show it to you here on the video. It's a beautiful piece of land. There's a hard corner there at Fall Creek Road. There's a street light there. It's a private road on each side. It's flat. It's 1,000 square feet of frontage road, tons of space to grow and expand. It's about 10.3 acres. And it's at the it's a hard corner at the corner of Thomas Ranch. And we share a property line with Thomas Ranch, those 3,500 homes I was just explaining. We share a property line with Thomas Ranch. This land is beautiful. It's perfect. We're so thankful for this piece of land. And you can see that God has always had a vision for us, for this church, for this land. We have always desired to be a church that was for our community, not just within our community. And that's what we are building. We wanted to build a church campus, not just a single black box building that isn't even appealing. We wanted to build a campus that just is inviting to the community. And we've always felt God's calling us to Highway 71. And now we have this amazing property right where God wants us. So praise God that we have this piece of land. If you drive by, there's a big black sign on there that says Zao Church coming soon. If you head out that way, please whisper a prayer. Pray for us. Pray for the land. Just go out there and check it out. We'd invite you to do that. But as you know, we did not purchase this land just to sit on it and hold it. We immediately, 2 years ago, went to design our future home. So I want to talk about the build now. Over the past 2 years, we have worked hard. I'm talking every day have worked hard designing this build. We constructed a Zao design committee along with our building committee, and we designed what we felt like God was asking us to build. We hired a local architect firm. We hired a local builder. I'll explain that more in a second. And we are 50% through schematic design on the build. So if you have not seen this before, I'm pleased today to show you the videos and the pictures of our future Zao home. Altogether, it's three buildings totaling together 50,000 square feet. We have three buildings. We have our next-gen building, our auditorium building, and our welcome center. The next-generation building is about 15,000 square feet. It's about 11 classrooms, with one classroom being a large meeting space for middle school ministry on Sunday mornings. A big goal and desire that I have is to move our middle school ministry to Sunday mornings. Once we have the space and facility for that, we're going to do that, but we're going to actually have that in the build. I want to tell you about what I love about, again, this is for the community. Our kids' space is not just going to be only used on Sunday mornings. It will be used all throughout the week. We have a partnership with a preschool ministry that will be meeting all throughout the year and also through the summers. They also have an after-school care program where they have a bus that will actually go pick up kids and bring them back. So it's a huge outreach opportunity. They are able to host about 200 kids in this facility, and it's just going to be an awesome outreach opportunity for our church. That's just the kids' building. We have an auditorium building, the big building on the left there, about 25,000 square feet. It's equipped with about 1,000 seats. We're trying to build a 1,000-seat auditorium. This has been what it is. We have taken bits and pieces of our current Zao home and incorporated it into our big Zao home, our future home. And so one thing we did was one side of the building has all glass doors that we can open up, and it feeds into a beautiful courtyard that we can do overflow services or weddings on the courtyard. Just a really cool piece that I really like. Let's talk about the Welcome Center. Welcome Center, that middle building is about 9,500 square feet. In the bottom floor of that Welcome Center is meeting spaces, classrooms. You have our coffee shop. You have a merch store. And so two things. I always wanted a coffee shop that our community could come to during the week, not just on Sundays, but during the week. So we're building this coffee shop that will be open every single day. You can come. You can meet there. You can meet a friend there. We're also having playgrounds off to the side that you can actually, like, let your kids play on the turf or play at the playground. background while you're having coffee with a friend. But also in conjunction to that, I've always wanted like a fuse kind of area that we can make classrooms or boardrooms available to our church family. So if you have a business meeting, you need a boardroom, come talk to us. We'll rent it out to you. If you need a classroom or if you want to throw a birthday party or a wedding, we're gonna open up our facility to all of those things, trying to meet the needs of our church family and this local community. And on the second floor of that Welcome Center is our church offices. But one thing I'm very excited about here is the corner. We wanted to build a big piece, a big statement. That's a 40-foot cross right now in the drawings that will be just facing the street, letting people know that we are Zao Church. We are for the kingdom. We're not Zao Church. I don't know whatever they believe, but Zao Church believes we are for the kingdom of God. We are about Jesus. And then another thing I want to point out is just this beautiful center area, this green space. We're calling it the lawn. We have 30,000 square feet of turf right there, and so we're excited to open that up as well. We're going to do baptisms on the lawn. We're going to have just community hangout time. It's just kind of similar to what we have now. We have a courtyard, but that's just going to be a great place to have fun and to hang out and to host events and concerts and different things like that. But as you can see, man, this is something. This is not just for our church. This is not just a Sunday deal. This is Sunday through Sunday. And this is something that we are very excited about, opening up to our community and having the community use it and utilize it and be blessed by it. So that's our church. What do you think about that? You excited about that? All right, so what's next? What's next? Well, per our lease, we can be here for another year and a half through 2026, and we don't know the timeline exactly, but we hope we do not have to be here that long. But this, I just got to say, man, this location has been very good to us. Although it is small, it has been a wonderful facility for us. Very thankful for this place. And I just want to say to you, members, attenders, thank you for coming to Zao. And thank you for not allowing this space or the uncomforts of this space to prevent you from calling this home and from coming every single week. We understand it's hot. I see some of you guys waving fans right now. I understand it's not the most ideal seat on the porch or in overflow. We understand those things, and we've tried our best. We have fans and towels, and during the winter, I think we have blankets and personal heaters. You know, like we're doing all we can do, you know, to try to make it a comfortable place for you, and we understand it's not the most ideal. So I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for not allowing the limitations here to prevent you from coming. I mean that. And then I do want to say that we are making a few adjustments. We are very limited here. We can't build anything. And also, we want to be good stewards of our finances. I don't want to put any more money in, that we can't take with us. And so we have made a decision. The biggest area that is in the biggest need is our kids area. I'm sure when you drop them off, you're like, how do they do this? Pastor Crystal and her team do such a great job. And we're doing the best we possibly can. We have three values for kids, that it's safe, clean, and fun. And we're really trying hard with our space to honor those three values. And they do a great job. But two things we want to do. One, we are adding another portable next to the current portable there. That's something, again, we could take with us. But that current portable has been great. Auxiliary classroom for us. We're going to add another one to alleviate the crowds in those kids' rooms. I hear we have an average of 8 new kids every single week added to our kids' ministry. And we're honored by that. I mean, it says, when I remember going through church planning, they said, you know, people are in your church when they trust you with their kids. Yeah. I mean, it's when you trust us with your finances and we trust us with your kids, you're Zao. And so we really take that to heart, and we are honored by that. And so we're doing all that we can to facilitate this space. So in the next coming weeks, you'll see a portable added there. We're excited about that. And also, a couple of our amazing Zao men actually cleaned up the entire area behind the kids' space. And Pastor Crystal has a vision and an idea to utilize that back area. We want to put some turf down and use it as kind of a breakout space that kids can get outside, get some fresh air, and play with their hands and do some things, incorporate that into the ministry that they're doing. So you're going to see some changes coming just to help us in the interim while we're still here. What's next? Well, after we designed this place, we went ahead and we hired a general contractor who we are very confident will do a great job building what God's asked us to build here. We interviewed over 10 companies, and we awarded the job to this company, and you'll meet them in the coming months. But when we started this journey, and if you've been around Zay, you've heard these numbers before, but when we started this journey, we were told that this entire build, everything you see, is going to cost us about $20 million all in. $20 million. Let that just sink in for a second. It gets worse. Well, once we went through the design process with the prices the way that they are, that number, and designing what we asked them to design, that number jumped to $28 million. Now, I remember being on staff at a church, and they built a whole new facility for about five. It's just the way of the world and what prices are today. We have a great, very high capable, and very experienced team leading us in this, and unfortunately, that's just where the price is today. So, I take my job very seriously. I'm a pastor, and I am instructed by God to steward the funds of this church, to steward your generosity. And I take that very seriously. So I asked our team to sharpen their pencils and to go back to work and to bring that number down significantly. And they are in the process of doing that. That process is called value engineering. Again, sorry if I'm sharing too much information, but I want you to know where we're at. We are currently in a process called value engineering where our team is working with the contractors, the civil engineers, the architects to reduce the cost yet not lose the vision. This is a normal step. If you have built any sort of commercial at all, this is a normal step of the process, this value engineering. So as we are in value engineering, I also instructed our team to go to work to find an interim location to move into before we actually hit the official build. Now we believe having an interim step will enable us to grow to the place where we can actually move into the build and afford the build. We fully believe that. We have run our numbers. We know exactly where we are. We know exactly where we need to be. So we see this interim step as a three-year location. And during those 3 years, it will give us enough time to finish the design, get through the permitting, and build the church. That's just how long it's going to take. So we see that as about a three-year process. And I just got to tell you, we will move at the speed of wisdom, not worry. We have an amazing team, and we are prayerfully led. We have prayer meetings all the time on this. God is leading us, and he has put in place some amazing, very high-capable people, high-caliber people leading us in this charge. I'll give you updates as we have them, and I'll tell you more, and I hope to tell you more in the next coming weeks and months. But I'm confident we will move to the next location in 2026, and I'm excited about that. I don't have enough information to share with you today, but I will communicate it to you as the Lord enables us and makes a way for us in this. So, what do you need to know? This is what you need to know. What's next? We continue through our value engineering phase. We continue to commit to permitting, and we solidify this next step that will enable us to grow. And just so you know, just to give you some freedom in this, this does take a lot of time. I am learning that lesson. Every step of this takes a lot of time. But we're not just sitting on our hands doing nothing. We are getting approvals. We are in the permitting process. And I have been told by several people, you are doing great. We are moving forward. We're not too far forward. We're not stuck behind and lagging. We are just on pace. We are doing perfectly. And I know this process may seem slow, but bear with us. We are right where we need to be. And just to be transparent, this is my leadership style, to tell you where we are at, be very honest about what we're going through. And when plans change, we communicate to the church. We do all that we can do, trusting the Lord and what's in front of us. If things change, we just announce it and we move forward. So I'm asking for you to join with us in prayer. We're praying that the Lord brings all of this together. Again, it is his church, not mine. We are trusting God with the future. Amen? All right, so what's your involvement, and how can you be a part of this? 3 years ago, we rolled out what is called the Building Campaign. We called this For the Kingdom Building Campaign. And For the Kingdom is our building initiative. It's a three-year building initiative where we casted the vision of what we have been asked to build and asking for the church to help raise funds to support this build. Now, we are at the completion of our three-year campaign, and I'm announcing today we are going to extend that campaign for one more year, and I'm going to explain why. So first, let me tell you why we called this For the Kingdom. I got away with the Lord a while back, and I was praying. This is a big job. It's a big deal to even take a step of faith like this. So I got away with the Lord, And I said, God, would you speak to me? I need a word on this. And he gave me this scripture, 1 Chronicles 4:10. This is the prayer of Jabez. I preached on this prayer a couple weeks ago. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. We always felt like the Lord was using Zayo to expand the kingdom of God here in Lake Travis, in Spicewood, in Marble Falls. Have you noticed there's not many churches here? God has called us and equipped us. He's strategically placed us here for a reason, to push back on culture, to usher in the kingdom of God. And the Lord is blessing us. We see it. He's enlarging our territory. It's what we've been praying for. We see that all that we are doing here, this is for the kingdom. And in culture, the culture we live in, the enemy is taking up so much ground in the name of evil and darkness. And we claim this building, this initiative for the kingdom, to see souls saved, to see marriages restored, to see people healed, to provide a place where you can connect with God, to help you take a next step in your faith journey. We are doing this for the kingdom. I want to share one more scripture, and it's the theme of the kingdom initiative here. It sums up what we're doing. It's Psalm 102, 18. I pray this resonates with you. Let this be written for a future generation that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. May we truly believe that this is not just for our generation, for us here now. It's for future generations. It's for our kids. It's for our grandkids. So as you leave today, you can stop by and visit the display we have set up there. You can see the build and kind of see it up close and personal. You can learn more about it, and you can join us in this initiative. Now, I want to take a moment to talk through your involvement and your commitment on a deeper level. I want to be clear on what we are not asking of you, okay? First, I want to talk about what we're asking. We're asking for you to pray, first and foremost. Psalm 127, 1 says this, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. We are not building our church, we're building the Lord's church. Amen? This is God. This is not me going, hey, I think we really need to do this. This is something the Lord has put on our hearts to do. Proverbs 16:3, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. There's so much to do and so much involved in this process. And again, I have so much hope and faith in our team. But we're going to submit all of this to the Lord because we are not capable. We are not smart enough. We need the Lord's intervention on every single step. We don't want to build Zayo Church. We want to build God's church. We're committing all of this to prayer. So one thing we have for you today, we've been doing this since the beginning. We have these mason jars that you can take home with you. It says, for the kingdom. And what's cool about this is dirt from the land. And so we encourage you to take one of these, put it in your office, on a shelf, on a mantle, somewhere that would remind you of the church. I've gone over several people's houses, and I'm like, oh, we made it on the mantle. That's awesome, you know? Or like, we're in the kitchen. I'm like, that's a cool spot. And so just take it. It helps just remind you of the church that you attend and what the Lord's doing, and hopefully would remind you to pray. Also, tonight is family night. Tonight, we're going to take some time to pray over this and pray over the build. So we'd invite you back 5 to 7 for dinner and an extended time of worship and prayer tonight. And next, I'm asking you to make a commitment for the kingdom. Okay, this is the class participation part. Why don't you take out this card that's right in front of you just to appease me for a second. There's a little commitment card in the seat pocket in front of you. Just go ahead and grab that for me. And as I kind of set this up, let me tell you what we're not asking of you. We're not asking for anything today. We're not asking for you to give us a number today. We're not asking for you to look at your excess and commit the excess to us. We're not looking for you to look at and money you don't have and commit that, okay? We're simply asking for you to begin this process of praying and seeking the Lord of how you can be involved in this. If you're married, what I want you to do over the next 4 weeks, I want you to take some time, I want your wife to take some time, or your spouse to pray through this, okay? And I want you to ask God, would you, we don't want a heart number, we don't want a head number, we want a heart number. We want you to speak to us. You each go away separately, you pray, you come back and talk about what God's doing. And I just got to tell you, whoever has the higher number is the more spiritual one. That's the one you got to listen to, all right? That's just straight from the Lord, all right? So I am asking you to take this seriously, to commit to something, and I'm going to talk about that. But we don't want to know just yet, because right now you'd give us a head number. Again, we want a heart number. We want a number from the Lord. So in 4 weeks, we're going to take these up. We're going to pray over them. We're calling it Commitment Day, and that is going to be on November 2nd. Bring your cards back on November 2nd and make a pledge and a commitment, and I'm going to talk through what that looks like. So we're asking everyone to fill out one of these cards. Even if you've made a previous commitment before over the past 3 years, we want to know where you're at on your commitment, even if you've completed it. So let me explain. We have three groups of people, what we've learned. We have three groups of people. First group of people is people who have made a commitment but have not completed their commitment yet. We have another group of people who have completed their three-year commitment. And then we have a whole new group of people who are new to Zayo and who've never made a commitment yet, all right? So here's what we're asking. You're in one of those groups of people, and here's what we're asking from you. First, if you have made a previous commitment and you have not completed it, the top two boxes are for you. So here's an example. If you made a commitment at some point in the campaign for $50,000, we're just asking what is the remaining balance of what you intend on pledging and actually making that commitment. So in this case, you got $5,000 left. We're going to pay that $5,000. We want to know where you stand on your commitment. If you're like me and my family, we completed our three-year commitment. We're asking you to fill out the bottom portion and make a brand new commitment, a one-year pledge, a one-year commitment. And then if you are new to Zayo or have never made a commitment, we're just asking you to jump in for this 1 year and make a one-year commitment. This is the final year of the campaign, and we're going to see what the Lord will do. Let me say this. I do not take your generosity lightly. We understand that you have to sacrifice. This is over and above your tithe. So we understand that you have to sacrifice, you have to give, and I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. This is a big deal, and it's honestly, the Lord sees your giving. The Lord sees your commitment. More than what we see, the Lord sees it, and I just want to say thank you. So I want to give you an overview now of where we currently are in the campaign as a church. So when we first announced this campaign in October of 2022, here's where we stood. In October 22, when we first announced it, we had $3.6 million committed over, and out of that was 80 families. Then a year later, after Vision Sunday, going into our second year, this is Vision Sunday 2023, here's where the campaign stood. December 2023, $5 million was committed over, and we had 108 families. And it's $1.5 million had received at that point. This is just a great overview of the numbers. And then Vision Sunday last year, Vision Sunday 2024, going into the third year campaign, here's where we were at. December 2024, we had $6.1 million committed from 149 families, and we had received $2.5 million. As of today, if you want to know where we are at in this commitment, in this campaign, where we stand today, going into Vision Sunday, October 25, here's where we're at. We have received $6.1 million in commitments from 154 families, and here's the number. We have received a little over $3 million from Zayo Church, the people of Zayo. Can we just take a moment and praise God for this? I talk to my pastor friends who have larger churches than we do, and they can't believe what God is doing here. You are a very, very generous church. I want you to know that, and I just want to, again, say thank you. So as you can see from these numbers, we have 6.1 committed, and we've received $3 million. So we have a gap there of $3 million that we hope to receive in this final year of what has been committed. And so we're asking you to just pray and ask where you fit into this. Maybe you're new and you're going to make a new commitment. But if you have made a commitment, we're just asking you to let us know where you stand on that commitment. And I just got to tell you, man, when you do these things, you are not giving to a church. You're giving through a church to reach people. And I'm going to explain that more right now. But before I do, I want to talk more about being a good steward of our finances. I hope to give you an update. That's what I'm doing today. But I want to tell you what we have spent in this campaign as well. We are currently spending our cash from what we have received, that $3 million. And we have spent $1.4 million in cash already on this build project. Seems like a lot of money, especially when you look at the land. But that's for feasibility, the well, the septic, civil engineers, the architects, pre-con construction costs, and interest payments for the land. We have spent quite a bit of money already, and we haven't even touched the land. But what is our plan? Our plan is to, when we break ground, we'll begin to utilize our lender who's servicing the loan, and that lender has already committed to servicing this loan in the build for us. We know it's a big number, but we serve a big God. And I just got to, I mean, listen, I don't know how you feel about these numbers and where it sits with you, but I'm responsible for this, and I sleep just fine at night because I'm not the provider God is. I've been amazed at what people have committed, the encouragement people have given us, how Zayo has touched their lives, and this is something they want to do. I can try as hard as I can up here. Doesn't matter. The Lord is our provider. He is going to fund this church one way or another, and we trust Him with everything. If you want more information, you can visit our website, zayo.church/or/ or whatever they call that, build, okay? /build. And give you all the information there, some testimonies, some numbers, and all those things. Okay, I'm going to close with this. I got a little bit of time left. I'm going to close with this. Why? Why are we going through all of this? You know how much work and time and effort and energy and money? Why? And to help me tell you why, I want to introduce to you the Reichel family. Watch this video.
My name is Cody. This is my wife, Hannah. We are the Reichels. We have three amazing boys, Parker, Paxton, and Peyton.
We've been attending Zayo since January of 2024. We got to know Pastor Jared and Allie really well on our very first time attending Zayo. And after that, we walked out and knew we wanted to call it home. I grew up in a very Christ-filled home, definitely something to have a foundation. I am a graduate of Faith Academy that's in the local community and knew that I had a strong foundation within my faith and wanted to lead that with my family. We moved to Abilene for 3 years and it was very difficult finding a stable church home there, but when we moved back to Austin, which is now where we call home, we knew we wanted to establish a really important foundation, not only for our marriage and our family, but especially for our children, and Zayo has definitely done that for us.
Just having a church home to go to that, you know, brought us warmth and comfort in times of, you know, when we needed it. One of the big ones was with the recent diagnosis of our third son, Peyton, was diagnosed with a heart defect and had to unfortunately undergo open heart surgery.
So when we first found out about Peyton's diagnosis, as any pregnant woman would do, a 20-week anatomy scan, I went in, we got some news that they couldn't get a correct image of what they needed for his heart. I think at that moment I knew that something a little unsettling was coming. So obviously my first thing I ever would do and did do in that scenario was just pray. Knowing that the Lord crafted and handmade Peyton in his own image, I had to know that what was coming was going to be from him. That was the only way that was going to get us through this. When we sat down and received the information from the cardiologist about patient's heart defect, we felt overwhelmed because through something that can feel so scary, without our foundation in Christ, I don't know how people go through things without that. I delivered at Dell. We knew that this diagnosis was present and the special delivery unit at Dell Children's. Peyton had an echo every 2 days leading up to surgery, and that's 7 days total. And Monday morning before his Tuesday morning surgery, they had done an echo on him, and he had a coarctation of the aorta and a ventricular septum, which is a hole between the two ventricles. And they went back and looked at every single echo, and there was a hole that was present. And when the doctor went in, Dr. McKenzie, the surgeon, to fix the hole during surgery, the hole was gone. And there's no other way I can say this other than I just knew the hole was going to go away. And when they walked in and told me that, I like got on my knees and was like, there's no other way other than God, you like literally are a miracle working God. You knew, you did it, you heal, and that in our life is the truest testament of we have a healing God. And watching that happen in front of my eyes was the most amazing experience. And in moments where we felt weak, in moments where we felt worried, in moments where we felt anxious, in moments where we felt fear, we had the strength that Christ gave us for Peyton to show up. And I think that that's so important for people when they're having moments of fear, anxiety, worry, is the only way that you're able to have strength in those moments is through Christ.
It truly is a miracle with how everything turned out with Peyton, from the VSD, being seen on the echocardiogram, and then in a matter of 12 hours, it disappearing. We truly feel that God was working something there, because to get in there and it be disappeared, that's just God's miracle and God's work right there entirely.
Walking forward through hands of prayer on us before we went in to have Peyton, Pastor Dustin, the Burks, Monica, I mean, everybody had physically put hands on us before we walked into Dell Children's to deliver Peyton. And that's a miracle, to be able to feel the power of God through everything. So we are so grateful for Zayo. We truly feel like we couldn't have walked through what we just recently walked through. And I know that we're gonna have days ahead that we know that we can lean on our Zayo family in every aspect of it.
It is really enjoyable that we have finally found the church community that we feel most at home with, and that's definitely Zayo.
Makes it all worth it right there. I just want to thank Han and Cody for sharing their story. They were in last service, and what a special, special testimony. And they're not alone. We have seen so many testimonies already. We're actually trying to do a better job of recording all those testimonies and sharing them with the church. But this is why. This is the why for us. We're not doing this to build a building. We're doing this to build people, to see people know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and to make a difference. You know, that's actually the vision of our church. Ephesians 1, 17 through 18, it says this: I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. That's what it's all about. God wants to have a relationship with you. I don't know where you're at with Jesus today, but on Vision Sunday, what a great day to know God. I pray, the verse goes on, that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. He's not talking about your head eyes, he's talking about your heart eyes. And for some of us, we've been through some stuff, and we need to get some freedom from some stuff. I believe that there's an enlightening coming for you. There's freedom coming for you. In order, the third piece, that you may know the hope to which he has called you. Hope and calling go hand in hand. You never receive hope until you know why you've been called. And there is a calling on your life. Some of you are struggling through life because you don't know why you're here. You are hopeless. Discover your purpose and hope will come. And finally, this last piece, to the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. First, notice that we only receive our inheritance while we are with a group of people. There is power in a local church body. There is an inheritance the Bible has for you. Psalm 2 says, ask of me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. Your inheritance is God's most precious thing, people. That's what God wants to trust you with. It's the 500 salvations. It's the 50,000 people that are moving here. It's our church community. It's this community. You can't receive your inheritance and make a difference unless you discover your purpose. You can't discover your purpose unless you find freedom. You can't find freedom unless you know God. It's a process that I believe God has all throughout Scripture, and it's a process he wants to lead you into. So why do we do all this? Because we're going to see people know God for the very first time. We're going to help people find freedom from their past. We're going to help people to discover their purpose for their life and what God has for their life. And we're going to give people an opportunity to make a difference and find fulfillment for their life. This is the vision of our church. This is our vision for you. This is God's vision for you. And this is where God's leading us. This is for the kingdom. Let me pray for you. I just want you to take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit what he's saying to you. There is a walk away for you. There's an application for you. Just take a minute. We're going to start this 4-week journey. Lord, What's my involvement? What are you speaking to me about in my family? Just let them begin to speak to you. And I want to pray for you. If you've never made a decision for Jesus, what a great time on Vision Sunday to come to Jesus. This is why we came here. This is why we're doing what we're doing, so that you will know God. You will join the 500 people and say yes to Jesus. If that's you today and you've never said yes to Jesus, you don't know God, let me lead you in a prayer. Just say this to God. Say, God, today I want to know you. I want to have a relationship with you. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross in my place for my sins. I'm coming to you today in faith. I'm giving you my life today. I want to be a follower of Jesus from this day forward. And I'll commit the rest of my life to following him. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for letting me share the vision.